Radio. Here I am, Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva, here calling from Evansville, Indiana, here in the United States. I have with me and soul Afro pop singer Tulumi Day here on my platform. Hello, are you with me?
Yes, I am here. Excited to be here. Thank you.
All right. Phone lines are open. You're more than welcome to call my hotline to give Tulumi Day a shout out. All right. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Washington, D.C., and here on the East Coast in the United States of America.
All right.
And, yeah.
All right. So that track I just played, I love it. It's like a lullaby. It goes around and around in my head. Beautiful. Tell us about the story. What inspired you to do that track there? I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. When I wrote that song, I was really thinking about friendship and the beauty of the beautiful friends. I felt, I was just kind of looking at the lineup of various from acquaintances to becoming friends, and just describing the various elements I felt come along with just having genuine friendships in my life. So, I said, as the lyrics say, you make me a better person. I say stuff like, it's really the words I felt that at the end, it all sums up to, being beautiful, really. And the blessing of friendship is definitely key.
And what year did you create that track?
Well, I released that song in 2019, so it's been out for a little bit. It's certainly one of the songs that I am looking to place on. It released as a single. I'm definitely looking to place that on my project, my full length project, which is coming up.
All right. Okay. All right. I can't wait. You're the first time being on my platform, introduce yourself. Tell us about your music career, your journey in the music industry. What and who inspired you to sing and write music, and why you choose that music genre? Go right ahead, Tulumi Day.
Well, I would say it all really began at my youthful age, my time in Nigeria. I was actually born in Canada, and then I moved to Nigeria shortly after, and I went to primary school, secondary school, and then went back to Canada to study fine arts before I rerouted, kind of came back to the States and try to pursue it. But definitely I sang a lot in school, in school choir, in church choir, and the artists I listened to a lot growing up were definitely African pop artists like Yvonne Shaka Shaka, and then also R&B artists like Whitney Houston, Yvonne Shaka Shaka, and also I must say Onyeka Onwenu and Chrissy Essen, Ibukun. I'm sure some people may or may not know them, but definitely look them up. They're amazing female artists. But then also, I listened a lot to my parents' records, Whitney Houston, Sabeka, Sade.
Sade?
Yeah, Sade, definitely. So those, I believe, you know, growing up were definitely strong influences. My mom, my mom's favorite artist is Tracy Chapman, also Shanti Moore. So I definitely kind of grew from my parents' collection, and, you know, just listening to amazing singers and artists. Definitely, Whitney Houston was always like a constant on my playlist. And certainly Anita Baker. So I definitely drew inspiration from my, you know, my singing experience, and also from the various sounds I was hearing growing up in Africa. And so it's certainly a melting pot for music from all over the world, certainly UK, from, you know, the States. And then, you know, it was just then, of course, from the continent, from Nigeria, and also various parts of and I've been able to draw inspiration from all these elements. And certainly now it's been from my, you know, my travels, you know, my global trotting moments.
Yeah.
You know, certainly living, you know, there back home in Nigeria, and then in Canada, having some time, you know, I went to school in England for a semester or two, and then here. So definitely it's been a melting fusion. And I believe, you know, from that inspiration, I've been able to draw from all those impressions I've made on, you know, sounds that I've heard, and have definitely, you know, made quite a big impression in what I'm offering, really, in my own music as well. Certainly a nice fusion of your R&B plus the African pop plus inspiration, you know, in terms of, you know, certainly lyric-wise. So yeah, no, I'm excited, and I'm grateful for, you know, certainly those humble beginnings of just hearing all those elements to be able to kind of forge my own my own path in this music journey that I've embarked.
I see that you sung in an all female reggae band, and you got into a career in graphic design. And you did solo performances at open mics, festivals, and weddings. Do you still perform live? Not at this time, but will you get back in it?
I started off my career in music. Really, in life, when I joined there's a little backstory to me joining the reggae band. So when I moved back to Canada from high school in Nigeria, well, we call it secondary school, but really it's equivalent to high school in the States. I got a side job working as a hair, you know, hairstylist, braiding hair, because I'd learned to do that back home. So I was braiding here, and the friend of mine that got me the job at the salon, you know, pretty much put me on the spot when my boss's sister came in, and, you know, she was band leader for her band, and she said, you know, I'm looking for a singer for my dance hall reggae band. And of course, my son said, totally, they know how to sing. And so right there on the spot, I was auditioned in the salon.
Okay.
I was braiding here. And so that's really where I started off the live, like, you know, audition, got the part, and I sang with them for really all throughout college, because I got into university right there. And then, you know, on the weekends, I was singing with the dance hall female, and it was, you know, of course, it was female artists, female musicians, all was, you know, diverse range. I don't know if you know, Toronto is such a cosmopolitan city as well. And so that was really my experience on stage live with musicians. And so I decided to pursue it as a, you know, music as a solo career, certainly that those elements always stayed with me of, you know, creating music with musicians, creating it, you know, by myself and using musicians or working with producers. So all that kind of came into the melting pot. And my design degree really kind of came up also as, you know, when I was in university, I studied fine art. So that's what my kind of bread and butter. I, you know, studied as a visual artist. Of course, when I left university, I decided, okay, well, I'll do the 9 to 5 and, you know, we're going to put this degree to some good use. And so that's how I got a job in graphics, really, with my background in that. And I taught graphics and television. And really it was about a year or two into that I just decided, you know what, I think I'm going to just kind of also, I can't, you know, music was just still in me. I mean, I was doing it on the side, but just to give it a shot and actually pursue it as a second career. But then I already moved from Canada. So, yeah, here I am, you know, really juggling the two careers since I'm in the artist. But the graphics have definitely been very useful in me being able to manage my brand as an artist as well as a singer, songwriter. Kind of like the journey.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for telling your story. Thank you. And for Lumen Day, we would like to discuss about your new single, Throwback.
Throwback. Oh my gosh. Well, Throwback. I had actually started writing it a few years ago. It's always been like recurring, like, okay, you know, I know I want a song. I definitely want a song about just reminiscing on some fun, good old days, you know, just fun days.
Yeah.
And for me, it was always, we felt that everyone can, most especially even now, everyone can relate to, you know, just back in the day, hanging out with your friends on the street, you know, no cares in the world. You're not yet an adult. And you're just, you know, just, you know, not having to worry about, you know, bills or any extra relationship or, you know, anything, any cares of the world. So it really kind of stemmed from that, knowing that I wanted to write, bring back those days, simple. Nothing, no cares in the world. But of course, it was always kind of like, writing and, you know, had this shell that I knew I would come back to. So by the time COVID hit and I was home, I said, okay, now is the time for me to, you know, let me finish this song and get it out. So as I was writing, you know, the word throwback just kept coming to mind, like, you know, throwback, and I said it. There was really a lot of words. I could fit in a lot more words, but just to kind of simplify it, I just kind of picked a few key things I felt like, wow, you know, bring back those days. You know, I reminisce. I felt that I was capturing, you know, from just a lot of the words I would hear people say, you know, especially of, you know, throwback Thursdays, you know, is it food that you're throwing back to that you remember, or is it, you know, music, you know, 90s, for me, it's like 90s music, 80s music, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I love it. And so, you know, that's how that song came about. I recorded it virtually, literally, because, you know, I wasn't, you know, I was home. I luckily had some gadgets at home, microphone, and so I worked with a producer, Terry Poindexter, that has also produced quite a few of my other songs as well. So it was me producing vocals at home and him, you know, working with me on the other end in Arkansas, and we got the track done, we got the song done, and then it was like, okay, let's release it. And so here we are with this song entitled Throwback, and I'm so grateful for the reception I'm getting. I know, you know, with the sound, you know, I call my sound Suya Soul, just because, you know, I'm always thinking about how can I merge my two worlds, you know, my, you know, the love for, you know, African pop and my love for R&B soul and my love for, you know, certainly inspiration. And so there are definitely elements of that in the song. So I, you know, the words I say, I say, you know, Ayola. You know, and you know, Ayola really, it's a play on two words, because Ayo is joy. Ola is tomorrow, you know, tomorrow, another day, tomorrow, is thinking about the time. And then, but also, it can also be, it's also a name, it's a Yoruba name. Ayola is in the Yoruba name. And also, when I looked on, researching, like, what other, you know, because I was curious, like, you know, is this name used anywhere else in the world? And I found out that Ayola too is a word used in South Africa. It's also a name in South Africa that also means happiness. Right. So I thought, oh gosh, definitely this word is going to work perfectly. Yes. And, you know, I love the melody of it. And so, yeah, I used it in the song. And, you know, and I really just tried to talk about, I felt, you know, there are only so many words you can put in, you know, in 4 minutes, but it's certainly something that can expand beyond, you know, to anyone that,
yes.
you know, reminiscing on good times, good memories,
yes.
and fun times. So, yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell how that song came about. And, you know, 2021, I said, okay, now let's share it
yes.
in the world and let everybody enjoy it. And so I have been really, really delighted to see quite a few postings. I mean, I have a few, you know, I love to dance. So I have a few postings
uh-huh.
of myself dancing and some cooking, you know.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I like roller skates, so I also had a few. And then I also got some other people, you know, also posting the song with them doing other things to dancing and the skating or
yeah.
And so
yeah.
it's been fun, and I definitely encourage everyone to participate. And please tag me if you share any videos of
yes.
yourself vibing
yes.
to the song,
okay.
singing along.
Okay.
And tag me
because
I love to experience and share in this the joy of good memories, really. And I believe just in this era, it became
yes.
even more pronounced because, you know, we had a lot of time to reflect.
Yes.
We had a lot of time to really, you know, I mean, I think everyone was in different, you know, some people were really benefiting, some people
yeah.
were really hurting
yeah.
from this time of, you know, some people, isolation and whatnot.
Yes.
So I hope, or loss too, you know, I mean, even in my family, we did experience family loss. So I knew that everyone was at different points in their walk, in their life, you know, in that moment. So I was really hopeful that this would just bring some element of joy and some just uplifting as a listener and vibe to the song. So I'm really grateful for the experience. So yeah, I encourage everyone, please tag me. My handle is simply just Tolumide, my name, TOLUMIDE. And certainly for more information for me, about me, you can definitely head to my website, which is simply TOLUMIDE music, MUSIC.com. Yeah, simply just my name, TolumideMusic.com.
All right.
So, yes.
Thank you for the information. Thank you for
yes.
telling us about the inspiration behind Throwback. As we're going to continue with the show, I will spin Throwback, and we'll be right back.
I had no worries. I was free as a bird. Bring
Information, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also give awesome. Your website information again. Also, go right
awesome.
Ahead.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, so my social media handle is simply Tolumide. I'm available on certainly all platforms. Instagram, it will be Tolumide, and I'll spell it out: is T O L U M I D E. Okay, Tolumide, and my name is pronounced Tolumide. I have a pronouncer on my website as well, if you like to know how to pronounce it. I know that. I know it's a bit of a tongue twister, but if you look at that pronouncer, it will help you. It really is. It's actually quite simple. You can do it. I got to give it up to my dear Lady Diva Brenda that got it exactly perfect. And so, yes, you got it. And my website is Tolumide Music. So TOLUMIDE, the music.com. TolumideMusic.com. So my website has links to really all my social media handles. And my name is present on all the, you know, all the platforms. On Apple Music, it's spelled the same way. On Spotify. The only one that's different would be Facebook. So for my Facebook page would be Tolumide Online. So just facebook.com/Tolumide Online. But I definitely encourage everyone to go to my website because that certainly has all the links. And I encourage you to please sign my email list so that I can keep you posted with new music coming soon. I am cooking. I'm working on the album, so definitely look forward to the full album to be released this year. That's definite.
Love that. Thank you for the information. What is the ultimate desire to Lumide? What you wish all your fans out there to get out of your music? What is the inspiration and the ultimate desire you wish?
Well, for my music, definitely to be inspired. I hope that it would uplift you. I hope that it would, bring out some discussions. You know, you learn something from it, certainly about, you know, Africa, really? Is it language, or is it inquire about, you know, what is it? What's this word she's talking about? It could be something as simple as that, and it's, for me, that's you learning something about, you know, I mean, definitely where I'm from, Nigeria, Africa. You know, I'm very passionate about the continent and pushing forward our culture and, you know, bringing us all together, really, all of us. We're all spread out across the globe. So we're all really united by coming from a beautiful, beautiful continent, the beautiful continent of Africa. So I believe music is certainly one avenue I'm using to showcase my talent, but also bridge, you know, any gaps, any missing holes. So
yes.
I hope my music will inspire. I hope it will uplift. I hope it will get you dancing. I hope it will bring up some dialogue. I hope it's added to your playlist. I hope that it's in the mix of some of your
superstar
artists, you know, and I hope to continue to perform. I love the stage. I love to perform live. And I'm grateful that, you know, every time, at least the feedback I've always gotten is that there's definitely a fun, energetic vibe that people feel that they walk away with after the show. So I really hope to get back to the stage. And in the meantime, I am virtual. I have CSO Sundays. That's every Sunday. So you can always catch me online somewhere.
All right. So thank you for that information. Yes. All right. Thank you for that information. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you throughout your music career. Go right ahead.
Oh,
hello.
My parents. Yes.
Go right ahead. Can you hear? Okay. Go right ahead. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to the names of persons.
Awesome. So I'm shouting out my dear family, my parents, my sisters, my my mom is passed. So I'm shouting her rest in peace. She definitely instilled everything that is needed for me to get by and be who I am. And my father, Folahan Adeyinka, my dad is Folahan, my mom Adeyinka, my sisters, my brother, my family, extended, close, Frank Yeboah, and so many people in the music industry that really, my Grammy WGC family, my friends, musician friends, you know, Kevin Friends, for Myron, for helping me share this music, Henry Harris, there's so many friendships that I've made, but, you know, all my family and friends and all the musicians I've worked with from here on out, you know, my crew, certainly Women Around Things, you know, because they're definitely the star, my church family, my school family, Atlantic Hall, you know, York University. Yes, everyone has been an integral part of my growth and my, so I'm shouting out really anyone that's been connected to me in any way, form, you know, I definitely shouting everyone out. Yeah, supermodel, everybody.
Well, let's give
the opportunity to shout you. And also shout you out too, actually.
All right. My pleasure.
Brenda, because I am so honored to be on this platform and on this stage to just share the music, and such a delight to also see what you've been doing and just highlighting super soul singers. And so thank you so much for this great program. Yeah, I know. I mean, I look at your lineup and like, oh my gosh, I'm in the midst of, oh my gosh, so much talent. So thank you so much for this great, 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 great show, and I'm wishing you many more memories, many more moments, and you know, this is not going to be the last time we're going to.
No, I'll be looking for you again.
Yes, looking forward to come back again. Thank you so much for having me and for just featuring all of us, you know, creatives, you know, that are just, you know, in this grind of music and sharing and doing our part, really, because at the end of the day, it's everyone using each gift and each talent to the best of their ability. And so if it's music, then you excel to it to the best of your ability. If it's music and something else and fashion and, you know, being an accountant, you excel in all three, equally as best as everyone possibly can. So that's my encouragement to anyone here listening. Yeah.
Let's give the persons that have supported you throughout your music career, let's give them a hand. How about that?
Yes.
How about that? So now as we're going towards the end of our showcase, yes, our fun is going away. I would love to spend Mama Sunshine. And what I like for you to do is give the story behind that track, Mama Sunshine. What was the inspiration with that track?
Oh, that song is very dear to my heart. Sunshine. Do I love the heat? Sunshine. Well, certainly. Sunshine. I think I have almost like 5 songs that have the word sunshine in it, because it's it just brightens up my day when I hear that word, and when I think about all the elements that the sun does to my mind and my just overall well being.
Yeah.
So Mama Sunshine, I wrote in collaboration with another fabulous artist, Toby Foye. You know, the whole reason of it was just really celebrating, mothers, celebrating sunshine as well, because sunshine, I believe, is just so integral to just just giving us so many things that are just needed for just living, living heat, you know. Light, you know, vitamin D, and just just happy. It's just like a happy feeling. And so the song itself, really the inspiration was, it was really thinking about motherly love, and and I'd like to think of motherly definitely from mothers, but that being the umbrella. But really, if any warmth that anyone experiences that has that, you know, equivalent to what it is, you know, love will bring, really, because that love can also radiate from, you know, any everyday, like your, it could radiate from really your siblings or even your friends, but really, but usually, like, the mother love is just always so warm and so giving. The lyrics in the song that say, you know, I can see obstacles in my way, but you change them today, Mama Sunshine, oh, Mommy Danny, oh. I'm mixing a little bit of Yoruba, my language, in it. And in that word, says, oh, Mommy Danny, Mama Sunshine, hold me close. That's what that means, hold me close. You know, they're just really, you know, I mean, arms are so significant, you know. We give hugs, but really and truly, a simple hug makes a difference. Like, okay, you know, it's an agreement of like, okay, I'm cool with this person and I'm fine with actually, you know, giving a hug. So, yeah, that's the inspiration behind Mama Sunshine. Yeah, thinking of the sun.
Okay.
Thinking of water. I'm thinking of water.
I will be playing Mama Sunshine at the end of the show. Also, I'd like to ask you about the track Your Arms. What is the story with that track?
That is an absolute love song. Love song that's also along the lines of talking about warmth, of being in the arms of the one you love. So I believe, yes, I mean, I know we all, you know, when we speak of love, we're always speaking, you know, most people would think of love in terms of, you know, couples. And yes, it's definitely a major part of love, but it really transcends beyond just even couples. You know, there's a love that comes along with parenting. There's love that comes along with being in the embrace, being in the arms of someone that, you know, you care about deeply.
Yeah.
When I did write it, I did write it really with my own love interest in mind, and just feeling, you know, this is coming out of, you know, being, you know, just being in our relationship and just feeling very like, gosh, you know, my sweetie, I cannot believe, you know, sometimes when you really experience genuine love, sometimes it's like, wow. And sometimes when it comes from a space of when you have experience non-genuine love, then you're like, breath of fresh air. Wow, my sweet, I can't, you know, I literally, I was saying it as I was thinking, like, you know, I'm experiencing love right now. I cannot believe that you're standing here in front of me. And this is, you know, I have had experiences of where, you know, I've been told that, like, no, well, this relationship is not working out. I want, you know, let's move our separate ways.
Right.
You know, and of course, right. In those moments, you feel like, ah, but why? Why didn't it happen? Why, you know, didn't this person like me? Or even reciprocal, maybe I wasn't really feeling someone and, oh, let's go our separate ways. But so now when you now come to an instance of where, like, wow, so this is what it means to, you know, for someone to really care about and genuinely love you, then there's, I guess that's how that song really came about. I cannot believe that you're standing here in front of me. You know, sometimes you don't have voices here. You're just like, you have chocolate, and it's like, this is so good. So I was kind of exploring just sounds that you make when you're just like, you know, at peace, just so you just feel like you're very, you know, feeling just so happy with the love that you're experiencing, you know. And sometimes it does come to the spaces of when you have experienced love that I know you knew, you know, you are in it, but you are really not, you know, something is missing. It's not quite it. And so when you actually experience it, then it's like, wow, this is great. And it comes along. So majorly I was talking about relationship, but I wanted the song to also transcend to, even like, you know, like a father holding his baby and just feeling like, you know, I cannot believe that you're standing, you know, you're in my arms, you know, I cannot believe, you know, like, you know, it could be to a mother that's, you know, been longing to have children and, you know, not just finally has that her baby and is like, I cannot believe that you're in my arms, you're standing here right in front of, you know, the baby grown and you're looking back and like, wow, do you know what I went through? You know, just to have you, I'm here. Or, you know, someone has gone through health problems and it's like, wow, you know, I've gone through this and you're standing in front of the person that you thought wasn't going to make it. It's like, wow, I cannot believe you're standing here in front of me.
Yeah.
In your arms, I'm flying like a bird in your arms. I'm safe and secure. That's what the song says. Yeah, in your arms. Yeah, there's so much warmth that comes along with being in the arms of one you love or being touched or held, you know. So that's really long-winded. I know I kind of went around about talking about it, but really I feel that's when I wrote that song, that's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Well,
and so in that
you.
Song, I do use the word fumilayo, you know, which are your, you know, I love that word Ayo. You know, one of my sisters, her name is Ayo Tunde, and I have a few cousins too that have that name, Fumilayo. And I gotta also mention that Fumilayo is a Yoruba word because I know there's curiosity as like, what does she mean by this? So Fumilayo means you give me joy. So Ayo is joy. So Fumilayo means you give me joy. Fumilayo, Ayo for me. And so I play with the words that said, you give me joy. Joy So yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, in your arms, you give me joy.
Me joy. Thank you. Thank you for that information. I will be playing those two tracks at the end of the show, and I will do a repeat on Throwback as we move along here to end the show. Any words of encouragement to Luma Day you would like to give to our listeners out there? Any encouraging words you'd like to give before we sign out off air while we're going through this pandemic and trying to move along with our lives? Any advice you want to give?
Oh, yes. I'd like to tell everyone that keep your spirits up. Keep your spirits up wherever you at. I don't take for granted. I know that we're all in different phases in life. Some people are like happy and it's like, wow, everything is going perfect. And some people are really going through some major challenges. Is it work out of a job? Is it health? Is it, you know, just not knowing which way to go, trying to really discover who you are? So wherever you are in life, I just like to encourage you to just keep your spirit up. Don't get overwhelmed. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And, you know, in your own quiet time, just find time to write your thoughts down. right? Just for how you're feeling. If it's, you know, if we're in this electronic age, if you have to use your pen and paper, sometimes it's really also nice. But if it has to be your phone, just write down your thoughts and set small, you know, set small goals plus large goals for yourself that you'd like to accomplish, you know, however way it goes. And find those support, those tapping, you know, your friends, you know, or even sometimes even acquaintances, you know, don't hesitate to, if you ever have to just share, just so you can get some uplifting, like those that you know are in your circle that you know can possibly just give you, pump you and give you some encouragement, then seek it out because not one of us is an island. We all need each other.
Yeah.
And I think that you also use music as well. Music is, for me, is so healing. Anytime I'm going through a moment of, I'm feeling overwhelmed, and that happens, yes, I know some people think that, you know, you seem to be happy 100% of the time. No, you know, there are moments where I just, you know, as I said, I did lose family member, two family members, and I've known, and I do know some people too that have lost loved ones, you know, and it was really tough. I took it, prayer was like definitely soothing for me. Just took it to God and, you know, sought comfort from Him. And then sought comfort from friendships, you know, made sure that I expressed myself and talked about it. For me, since music is my solace, I also took it to pen and paper and wrote down my thoughts and wrote down my, you know, how I was feeling. And, you know, sort of communities that I can, you know, because we're online now, you know, I do use a lot of, you know, social media to just find things to kind of uplift my spirits, you know, find pages that I can follow that have encouraging words or have fun videos or have dancing videos, and just found other things that can sometimes take my mind off, you know, if it was feeling overwhelming. So I do dance a lot. In fact, I started a community of like, people that wanted to just, you know, dance to sweat, and I started just going live on my IG to just, you know, this is just, we're just going to dance and, you know, and just, you know, release some sweat and just have a good time. So certainly if anyone wants to join on that, you know, just send me, you know, send me an email and then I can keep you posted when that community gets busy. Yes, but ultimately I really encourage everyone to keep your spirits up and just find ways to keep, you know, keep going. And set, if you have things you're trying to accomplish, set those goals and just slowly but surely sort out ways to kind of accomplish them. Yeah, but all will be well. And listen to Tolu Media music. Yes, listen. I may not have all the songs to cover every single topic, but I believe there may be one or two in there that may resonate with you. Two songs all the songs are great. I love all the songs, but definitely two songs I recommend for upliftment. It's definitely Survivor. Survivor, okay. That's from Mama Sunshine album, and also Go With The Flow. Those two songs are from the Mama Sunshine album. So in addition to all the songs, but certainly those ones I find very uplifting for myself.
Okay.
And I found a lot of friends share that as well. So, yeah.
Well, I would like to ask you one more question before we go off the air. On your next music project, what will be the theme like? Would it be on friendships, relationships, or just being inspired? What will be the theme of your next music project will be like? Just asking.
Okay, so the next music, what I decided to call my own music really is Suya Soul. You know, it's going to be the title of my next album, which is coming up, but really it encompasses all the songs that I believe I'm doing, and I titled my music Suya Soul because Suya is a kebab. It's a kebab soul, very popular in Nigeria and also actually some parts of West Africa. So it's spicy, it's so flavorful. Sometimes you can have it as a snack, sometimes you can have it as a meal. It's so filling, and soul music, of course, soul is music from the heart that's really very emotional. So really, as that name reflects, my album is I believe I'm hopeful, and I'm working towards really being able to encompass all those elements in music form now. So not in food, but as music. It'll be filling, it'll be inspiring, it will create some dialogue, it will be fun, it will be you know, it'll draw you closer to, you know, to God, it will draw you closer to your family, it would you know, make you feel at ease, and you know, ultimately also get to know me as well, get to know me and who I am and what matters to me as well, which is certainly, you know, love, you know, relationships. You know, I try to talk about relationships in all forms, you know, between you know, between couples, between you know, relationship with friendships, with family. And I just try and add a few points of things that one can dialogue about, and hopefully the dialogue is healthy enough to foster growth in healthy relationships as well. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited about the album. So please sign my email list. Head over to tolumidemusic.com so that I can keep you posted and I can know who you are too.
All right.
I'd love to also get feedback as well. And
all right.
You know, that everyone is vibing and having a good time with the music.
All right. And I want to thank you for taking out your time to come on my platform to talk about yourself, your music career, and your music and your upcoming new music projects. Tolumi Day, everyone.
Yeah.
You have a blessed day. And we will keep in touch, my new friend. And keep doing what you're doing with the inspiring music. And make sure you keep in touch with me so you can come back on that new music project.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah, so this is Lady Diva signing out. Well, let's jazz it up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. I will be playing the next three tracks. Stay tuned in for the treat of Mama Sunshine, Your Arms, and I will repeat playing Throwback. And I want to thank everyone for your support. Keep tuning in to all my shows here on Lady Diva Live Radio weekly and daily all through the month of March 2021. I want to thank you all. This is Lady Diva signing out. Well, let's jazz it up.
Oh, flying like a bird.
Your
arms, unsafe and secure in your arms. Oh, satisfy my love in your arms. Yes, in your arms. I cannot resist the love you give me in your arms. Oh, satisfy, satisfy me in your arms. Oh, yeah, in your arms.
Dancing in the sun, and I remember playing.